where we're moving on.
Broadcasting from atop the Hensler Financial Building in the heart of Georgia's financial district, Kennesaw, Georgia, this is Money Talks.
Moving on up.
We finally got a piece of the pie.
Let it play,
let that play.
Yeah, let it play.
Fish don't fry in the kitchen.
I don't know about all that.
We're
on to something here now.
Yeah, we're on to something. We're moving on up.
Yeah.
Yeah. High atop the Hensler Financial.
Man, I'm telling you, I've got a little bit of a headache from the altitude.
Have you?
Yeah.
I thought it might have been from something else, but maybe it is the altitude. It's got to be the altitude.
It must be.
So, guys, we've got a situation we want to talk about here, which we do every week. This is a financial planning thing. KC, you can take it away when you're ready.
Yeah.
Got a widow who's concerned herself with her trusts.
Exactly. And the specifics of this situation, you know, anytime you're talking about trusts and estates, they're very situation specific, I guess. It kind of depends on each individual, and kind of, you know, trusts can be very detailed and specific. And that's really kind of the point that we wanted to make is, you know, rather than diving into the details of this specific case, wanted to just kind of give everybody a sort of a primer on trusts, I guess, if you want to call it that. You know, a lot of people have trusts, and sometimes they're actually not necessary, Jarrett. You know,
yeah,
so
absolutely,
especially with the estate tax exclusion amount being up to 5.4 million and change now,
mm-hmm.
Indexed to inflation, so it should increase as we go along.
Right,
and there's something called portability as well. So if one spouse passes away and doesn't use their full exclusion amount, they actually can. It's portable to the other spouse, so that spouse would get to use the remainder. So,
yep.
Unless you have a combined estate worth more than, you know, $10.8 million or so, there may not be a need for a trust for estate tax purposes. Now, there might be other reasons you want to have a trust for sort of having control beyond the grave, so to speak.
Yeah.
Especially if you have children or your heirs, I guess, who would have, you know, some special need. If you have somebody who is just not that good with money, or maybe they're younger and they're not responsible enough to handle a large sum of money,
mm-hmm.
You know, we've seen instances when somebody has like a drug problem and you want to give them enough money to be able to live but not support a drug habit and that kind of thing. So there's a number of reasons you might do it other than estate taxes. However, you do want to be very careful that you're making sure to review what it is that you have in your trust every, you know, couple of years, probably at least. Number one, tax laws can change. Estate tax laws can change. You know, there's talk about repealing the estate tax. That will definitely have an impact. For example, if you have what they call a credit shelter trust, right now, if you're under the estate tax exclusion amount, so you're not going to owe estate taxes, a credit shelter trust might not be necessary. And it might actually cause you to owe more taxes than you would think. Because what could happen is the first spouse passes away, all of their assets go into the credit shelter trust to protect it from, you know, the estate tax, which is not really necessary.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the second spouse passes away, they're not going to get the benefit of a step up in cost basis. So if there's a long lag time between the first spouse and the second spouse, there could be a chance that the heirs will end up owing some capital gains when they go to sell, you know, those investments. So that's just one small example. You know, there's other examples where you have people who might want to make a change to the trust, or they just need some flexibility. Let's say you give some money to an institution and there's not necessarily enough assets. Or rather, maybe the institution goes away and no longer is in existence, then the beneficiaries are going to have very little flexibility to make a change there. So there's some other things. It looks like we're running up against the clock here, but maybe we'll come back in and pick up on this in the next segment.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We were talking when we left off about trusts. KC, you were on a roll.
Yeah.
Talking all kinds of stuff that we need to make sure and plan for, and
we could really bore everyone to tears with the discussion of trusts,
right,
and estates. But in all seriousness, it is important to make sure that your estate planning situation is reviewed periodically.
Right. That it still meets what you the purpose for which you laid it out. Right?
And the fact that you give your heirs a little bit of flexibility to, you know, while you do want to be able to control the money from beyond the grave, that's the whole idea. It helps to have some flexibility to some extent, and laws can change, beneficiaries, especially institutions, can go away, individuals can go away. You know, people pass away, or you may decide you don't want to leave them any money anymore. So there's a number of reasons you would want to review it, and Jared,
tax aspects too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, to really keep it simple, to your point, you know, that you made and elaborated on earlier, I think you really got to decide, do I want this trust because I have an estate tax issue, or do I want this trust because I want some control from beyond the grave? In most cases, given where that exclusion limit is today, the chances of you having the problem that I mentioned first, that an estate tax issue, is probably pretty slim. So, you know, for most people, it's going to be that you want some type of control from beyond the grave. And to your point again, your wishes will very likely change over time as things happen in your life. People pass away, and there's contingent beneficiaries coming into play instead of the primary ones that you set up. So, you know, I think it's just important to make sure that our listeners know, don't put these things in place, and, you know, because you had something drawn up by an attorney, given your wishes at any given point in time, that's going to continue to be the case for the rest of your life. You know, make a decision on why am I putting this in place. Make sure it reflects why you want to put it in place, but then also review it as time goes on to make sure that it continues to reflect that, so that, you know, after you pass, your wishes are carried out, because these things can be very difficult to untie, so to speak. And so you certainly don't want something to happen and they not reflect your true wishes, or at least the latest ones that you had. So it's important to keep an eye on these things and make sure that they're in good order. At least, you know, like you said, every 2 to 3 years we recommend making sure we look at this, because the estate planning in general is a very, very important piece of this overall puzzle. And that's one of the reasons we place a lot of emphasis on it in talking with our clients, is because you can have, you know, your retirement planning, your investments, your insurance, all these things can be in great order. But, you know, in my experience, it's the estate planning that's really the piece that can pull it all apart if that's not in good order. So this is just one case in, as part of the estate plan, that you need to make sure, if you're going to incorporate them into your plan, that they do or are in good order.
Thank you, KC and Jarrett. Take a quick break, and we'll be right back talking about trusts and answering your questions. You're listening to Money Talk. Stick around.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.